Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
From Gillette Stadium, it's Zolak and Bertrand. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, 617-779-0985. Anything happens on the Josh Gordon front, you'll know about it right here on Zolak and Bertrand. I haven't seen him walk by yet. Keep ducking our head out in the hallway. You haven't spotted him yet, so keep an eye out, okay? I'm sure he'll be here any minute.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Manchester. Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted to say on the Patriots' official Instagram account, they just posted this video of Brady throwing to Josh Gordon when he was in a Cleveland uniform, and Flash just liked it, so that might put the stuff to rest.
Okay, all right. Good tip, Mike. Good tip. I like that.
Who put one on Instagram?
So the Patriots put up a video on Instagram. We'll check the Patriots' Instagram.
Boy, for a organization that really doesn't like to announce something until it's totally official, there's a lot of stuff out there on this Gordon to the Patriots stuff. Well, oh, my. Look at this.
You've got to admit, though, the social media team is not the PR and not the official, you know, announcement of anything.
Yeah, but they're right under the mitt is PR, is everything about PR.
Right, but they've already put out the press release.
You know, this doesn't go out unless you're in the room, you've got the, wow, that's a good video.
So what it is they split.
I like that. I can't wait for Sunday night.
No, you know what it is? The conference calls are done. Nobody's talking anymore today. They're done talking, so now they can put the stuff out, right?
I guess.
That's what it is.
He's probably getting physical right now as we speak. He's probably in there
lifting. They had multiple. They had a post that was up yesterday that said, "Welcome to New England, Josh Gordon." The Patriots did on Instagram. So they did this almost
The official release was out. Yes.
Yeah, they did it. As soon as the official release went out, they started posting about it. So what he's saying is that Josh Gordon on Instagram liked it, which would mean if he likes it, he wants to be here, right? He wants to come to New England.
Mm.
I can't see it. Can you see that he liked it?
There it is.
Liked by Flash. Okay,
that's
good.
Nice.
There you go.
Flash!
Another Mike. Mike in Atlanta. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to just talk about assuming Gordon can see the field and stay on the field. The impact he has not on the stat sheet, freeing up space for Gronk and Edelman to get some yards after catch, his ability to stretch the field.
That's why it's important, Gronkowski, even like if he was nicked or on 80%, him being in the huddle. Until teams have figured out their quarter, he's probably going to only be a decoy.
All right, let me pose this to you. This is another one of these diva receivers in the NFL.
Yeah,
you got to feed him the ball
to get him going. Yeah,
but you can't just have him be the guy who stretches the field without you feeding him the ball, and he's going to want the ball.
I mean, I just
look at Antonio Brown not showing up for work today.
I just watched him for a week
Pittsburgh
ago.
Right. Or yesterday, should say.
Right, but that seemed like that's a good tight knit locker room there that they keep everything in house. Hell no. I think this could be a damn good environment if the kid wants to do it. And it's all about do you want it. And if you're liking that, and if you like the Instagram post, maybe he is all in. Maybe he woke the hell up. I don't know. You look at the catch he had last week. Is that Riley McCarron letting it hit his pants?
No, it
was thrown into traffic.
Talent.
And he went up and he plucked it with both hands. He's got big, strong hands.
No one's ever doubted
his talent.
Let's
take a shot. Anything on Kenny Britt yet? You guys hear anything on that?
He's not coming here. They went with this guy.
Oh,
they went with Josh Gordon.
They're bringing him in.
Jeez, if that's the bar you got to eclipse is being better than Kenny Britt to be considered a good move. That's a low bar to set. You can't celebrate Josh Gordon because he's not Kenny Britt as much as I'd like to. Like, I'm just happy Kenny Britt's not here. You asked me yesterday who would you rather have, Josh Gordon or Kenny Britt? I said Josh Gordon.
Yes.
Ryan's in Methuen. Ryan.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. So here's the thing about Josh Gordon. I prefer Dez Bryant. Everybody's saying the reason why Dez Bryant's not here is because of his attitude on and off the field. I feel like Dez Bryant would be more of a fit for the Patriots than Josh Gordon with all the backtrack that he has over the years. Plus, also, Dez Bryant plays, and he has admittedly said he wants to come to the Patriots. So
yeah, and he'd probably be 10 times the cost.
Yeah, but would you think it would be worth it?
It's going to be
at $7 million.
It's going to be $8 million.
You know,
$7 million.
Dez Bryant is better than Amendola.
Maybe that's what he wants, though. I don't know that. You know, and he's a free agent. He can pick and choose where he wants to go.
But in a vacuum,
he's waiting.
In a vacuum, what Ryan is saying, without factoring in the salary, he's right.
Yes,
Dez Bryant would be a better fit for the Patriots.
Guy just played. I told you. You know what I think of Dez Bryant.
But he's not as talented. He's not as good as Josh Gordon.
That's funny.
And then you get to the other part, which is, and Josh Gordon doesn't cost you much.
Right.
That's why.
Aqib Talib called him the toughest guy to ever cover.
Is that why Bill Belichick is willing to sacrifice and have a departure from his own philosophy of being about dependable players who love football to go get this guy?
Without Bill even commenting on it.
Is it because he's enamored with the talent?
Yeah.
And that blinds him?
Yes.
Or is it that he's $790,000?
Well, I think it's all part of it. That they're all about value, right? It's a value organization. Look at the quarterback. I mean, come on. Bill's sitting there. And
I think it's relevant, because value is why Brandon Cooks is not here.
And at some point,
Brandon Cooks is still playing and having success in the NFL as he did this weekend for the Rams.
At some point,
he was about to cost $8 million, and they couldn't have that. So they had to trade him away.
I said that Jacksonville game was a wake-up call for you. It's a microcosm of what your offense is. And Bill's sitting there looking at that film saying, we got to do something. I can't do this for 3 more weeks. I even still think when Edelman comes back, you still need this type of guy, this other guy.
Paulie's in the truck. Let's do this. Paulie, your thoughts, your reaction to Josh Gordon.
You know, boys, this is the first opportunity I've had to watch you guys on TV. So if I just got rained out and... It's a pleasure to be able to finally see you guys with your ball on TV. That's for starters. Anyway, Josh Gordon, the first thing I do with him is I tie him to Matthew Slater's hip. That's going to be the secret weapon in the locker room. I put his locker right next to Slater's locker. And I just said, you do everything he does. You go home with him. You see him after work. You just hang out with him. You stay with this guy. And I also... Coach Belichick is good friends with Jim Brown. I called Jim Brown in heart-to-heart with this kid face-to-face.
Jim Brown has had the heart-to-heart. Jim Brown's in Cleveland all the time.
Well, if Belichick calls him in, he's in the same building, and they're away from Cleveland. They're in New England now. Coach brings him in. The public conversation will probably have a little bit more weight to it. And that's what that's from. But I'm telling you.
All right, your phone's breaking up there, Paulie. We'll let you go on that. First of all, yeah, that's exactly what Matthew Slater
wants. Hey, but I'll tell you what.
Matthew Slater, I think he's got two young kids at home now. Yeah, no. Bring Josh Gordon home with you at night. Hi, honey. We got someone moving in with us.
I like that by Paulie there. See, and that's something about the threesome, the three amigos. Paulie, Ken and Lowell, and Jungle Low. It's something different every time.
He's not going home with Matthew Slater.
Jim Brown. Matthew Slater, but honey, look who I brought home. It's my new friend, Josh. Bring him, smoke some weed on the back deck.
That's the name of the show. It just came to me.
Smoke.
Three-man backfield.
So, there it is.
That's the name of the show.
The
smoke some of that that reefer out on the back deck.
Huh?
If he calls today, I just.
How does that become why does Matthew Slater have to do the babysitting?
Yeah, what do you bring my name into it for?
He is a wide receiver. What?
He is a wide receiver.
Ooh.
Not really. Not really. You've got to find like young players that don't have commitments.
The Jacoby Brissett guy. Remember Jacoby Brissett and Malcolm Floyd?
Yeah. I don't know who that would be on this team, but that's what it basically has to be if he's going to make friends. It's not going to be the guy with, a wife and children at home that he has to worry about in addition to going to work every day. Babysitting duty.
You want to take him to your hospital?
Not my job. I'm not babysitting this guy. He's got a long history. Yeah. In fact, let's read the Wikipedia page of Josh Gordon, shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's do that next.
Okay.
Podcast of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com. Here's Owen Beadle from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates.
How long realistically can it take to have a chemistry with somebody at this time during the season?
Anytime you get someone in the middle of the season, there's obviously a lot of things that have happened that have got the team to a certain point that they weren't a part of. So not sure how many of those things matter, but you know, you'd like to try to get up to speed as quickly as possible. And it's really up to the individuals. You know, all these things need to play themselves out, and I'm not going to project anything. I'm just going to try to go be the positive, enthusiastic leader that I am and try to be a great quarterback and, you know, try to embrace whoever's on the team. And we've all got to play a lot better than we played yesterday. And that's really where our focus should be.
Brady with Jim Gray last night on Westwood One, talking about how soon you can get on the same page. Josh Gordon has been traded to the New England Patriots. Bill Belichick not prepared to speak about that trade earlier today on his conference call. He had the chance to publicly comment yesterday and chose not to as well. Maybe we'll get a comment from him on this tomorrow at his press conference. Let's get to Josh Gordon. More on Josh Gordon. Ready to read from his Wikipedia page?
Sure.
Start with the early years. Josh Gordon, born to Elaine and Harold Gordon in Houston, Texas, April 13th, 1991. What day were you drafted into the NFL?
April 27th?
91.
Yeah.
So he was born a couple weeks before you were in the NFL.
I don't feel that old.
You were day two pick, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
April 22nd.
22nd. No, it's day one pick.
Third round.
Yeah,
that was day one. That was day one.
That was day one.
Fourth round.
Fourth round.
Day two.
Where's 12 rounds, dude?
You got paid.
No. I wasn't round two.
No. Okay. Different than.
Yeah. All right.
You got paid like a third rounder.
Yeah. I held out.
As you should have. Because you were a third. You were.
Technically, it was a third round pick.
Technically, a third
pick.
Rounder.
Right. 86
pick. 86 pick because teams had lost picks.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I read that story. Yep. All right. So in middle school. Okay. There you go. He has two brothers. And Gordon is of Haitian descent. This is from Wikipedia, Josh Gordon. In middle school, Gordon began using Xanax and marijuana recreationally.
Sweet.
Middle school. He attended Lamar High School in Houston, where he played football, basketball, and ran track. He played basketball as a sophomore.
Bet he could dunk.
In football, he caught 20 passes for 363 yards and 4 touchdowns as a junior. As a senior, he was named first-team All-District after totaling 25 receptions for 531 yards and 9 TDs. Pretty good. Also competed in track and field as a senior. During the college recruitment period, Gordon was targeted by Baylor, Houston, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Texas Tech. According to Rivals.com, Gordon was ranked as a 3-star wide receiver, while Scout.com had him as a 2-star wide receiver. Gordon accepted an athletic scholarship to play football for Baylor University. However, in October of 2010, during his sophomore year, he and teammate Willie Jefferson were found asleep in a local Taco Bell drive-thru.
Hey, Jefferson, I got those Earth, Wind, and Fire tickets for you, man. Mike Damone here.
He was asleep. Him and Willie were together asleep in the car in the drive-thru lane at Taco Bell. Police found marijuana in Jefferson's car. Why they were going to Taco Bell. Jefferson, who was driving, was kicked off the team. That was his second violation, but Gordon at the time was only suspended. In July of 2011.
Oh, he only said it. He was probably pretty good, right? Coach was looking at him like, we can't suspend him.
Yes. Less than a year later, July of 2011, Gordon was suspended indefinitely by head coach Art Briles for later failing a drug test and testing positive for marijuana. A month later, in August of 2011, he transferred to the University of Utah, where he sat out the 2011 season after declaring too late for the 2011 supplemental draft. And I don't believe he never played a game at Utah, right? He never suited up there. He went there and never suited up. So that left him at the end of his college career, having played two seasons, 2009 and 2010 at Baylor. Played a total of 22 games at Baylor, 43 catches, 42 of them coming in 2010. And he had really one good year, 2010 at Baylor. He was then taken in the 2012 supplemental draft by the Browns, signed a 4-year deal, $5.3 million out of school. Finished among the top rookie wideouts in 2012, 50 catches, 805 yards, 5 touchdowns. Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Pretty good rookie year. 2013, the NFL announced, going into his second year, that he would be suspended the first two games of 2013 due to violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. He was selected to the Pro Bowl that year, had 1,646 yards, was named first-team All-Pro alongside Calvin Johnson. He had a monster year in 2013, despite missing two games. July 5th, 2014, Gordon was arrested for driving while impaired in North Carolina. August 27th of that year, he acknowledged that the NFL had suspended him for 1 year following a violation of the league's substance abuse policy. In September, his suspension was knocked down to 10 games with a new NFL drug policy in place. He was reinstated on November 17th. December 24th of 14, exactly 1 year removed from being selected to the Pro Bowl, the Browns suspended Gordon for the final game of the season for a violation of team rules. Due to the suspensions that year, he played a total of 5 games in 2014, caught 24 passes for 303 yards, no TDs. He was then suspended for the entire 2015 season for violating the league's substance abuse policy. 2015, he faced another year-long suspension due to the drug, due to testing positive for alcohol use.
So hold on. So in 13, he was suspended for two of those games, and he still had over 90 catches and 1,600 yards.
Yeah.
Nice. Jesus.
Brian Hoyer, one of his quarterbacks.
Jesus.
2014.
That's like even double Jesus.
So his second season, he missed games due to suspension.
Oh.
2014, he missed games due to suspension. 2015, he missed the entire year because he was suspended. In 2016, he applied to the league for reinstatement, and his request was denied when he reportedly failed another drug test. In July of 2016, he was reinstated by the NFL and was allowed to participate in training camp, but he still had a 4-game suspension for the 2016 started last season, two seasons ago. And then September 29th, getting to the end of September, he left the Browns and entered an inpatient rehab facility, 1 week shy of being reinstated by the NFL. Missed the entire 2016 season. In 2017, he applied for reinstatement to the league, but was denied in May of 17. On November 1st of last season, he was officially reinstated, but on a conditional basis. He was activated November 30th for week 13 against the Chargers after nearly 3 years of being out of football. 85 receiving yards in that game, and he had his first touchdown at the end of last season, the first one since 2013. Mm. Yeah. There you go. Played one game, week one, this year. Missed last weekend's game with Cleveland. The team benching him and effectively ending his Browns career.
Wow.
That's a lot of missed time. A
lot of missed time, man. A lot of missed time. Yeah, will you lose something during that time?
Sure.
Yeah, definitely. But I'll take a risk at 80% of him being at a ceiling. If his ceiling is what I saw and how he played against the Patriots in 13, I'll take that at 80%.
Just look at what he did two Sundays ago against the Steelers.
That's what I'm saying. They lined him up. He was in double coverage. They threw the ball up, and it was like the Gronkowski touchdown against Houston. Same thing. Give me one guy on that side, one on the other. Gives Brady another option. You want that, or you want to hand that off and bring Cordero Patterson in motion and flip it out to him so he falls down in the flat?
I asked you to start off the show today, if you could have picked between Golden Tate and this player, who would you have picked?
Golden Tate.
And I totally agree. I would have picked Golden Tate. I would have picked
that's
probably
type of player.
Less of a player.
I told you he's
not the same
right
guy.
Now. Right.
Not the same level of talent, but a guy who I don't think you have to worry about actually being there and available to you.
Yeah.
There's huge risk in that Josh Gordon will not be available for the New England Patriots. I have a question for you. Will Josh Gordon play more or less games or equal to what Albert Haynesworth played for the Patriots? We will discuss that right after these headlines with Hardy.
Sports Hub headlines.
How many games? Well, that is the question, as Josh Gordon set to join the Patriots in exchange for a fifth-round pick in 2019. The wide receiver will have to play at least 10 games, and if not, the Browns will also send a seventh rounder to the Patriots. Of course, the Pats will also pay him the remaining $697,058 on his 2018 contract. Patriots getting ready for their visit to Detroit on Sunday night. Last night, Bears beat the Seahawks 24-17. That puts a bow on NFL week number two. Red Sox were supposed to play the Yankees in about 30 minutes, but rain in New York has pushed back the start of that game until 7:05 this evening. Headlines are brought to you by the Boston area campus of Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Get in the game. Visit GoCSB.com. For more details, I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get your Sports Hub headlines anytime in your flash briefing on your Alexa voice-activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
And are live from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. You can hear the podcast of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com.
Zolak and Bertrand at 12:36 here on this Tuesday, live from Gillette Stadium, deep inside the bowels of Gillette Stadium. Just steps from the Patriots locker room. We're waiting to see Josh Gordon, see if he shows up. He's been liking Instagram posts left and right.
Yeah, he's busy. He's probably like sitting there at the airport or something.
Maybe. Hopefully. Yeah. Hope he shows. Hope he's here.
Maybe riding in a car.
Hope he comes in to get himself a physical and
maybe
get checked
picked
out.
Picked up by Aaron Salkin like I did. Stand there with the name.
It's a great story. I don't know. We've never told it on the air before. You've covered it in your book with Jeff Howe.
Yeah. By the book. By the book.
This guy named Aaron, he works for the Patriots staff, for the media relations staff. He's still here. And he's worked here a very long time. But he was an intern when Zoe got drafted. And he showed up to pick him up at the airport in an Astro van.
Yeah.
With a sign.
White Astro.
With a sign that said Zolak, but Zolak was spelled wrong.
CK.
Yep. And you're like, yeah,
like, that's got to be me.
That's got to be me. Mm-hmm. Yep. Welcome to the NFL, Zolak.
Yep, Zolak.
And it was snowing in like April.
Sleet.
And it took like 3 hours to get from Logan to the stadium. And you didn't even go to the stadium. You just kind of drove by it.
It was dark.
And you saw the front of it, like from the street, but that was it.
You saw the square Foxborough Stadium sign.
There's a stadium in there?
Like, really?
And then they took you to the end zone.
Yeah.
The end zone motor
lodge.
Yep.
Big time.
With a big time hot tub in your room.
It's nice. I got to eat at the Lafayette House. Which hasn't changed since.
It's still there. People say that place is good. I haven't been there.
It's decent, yeah.
What's the diner up the street that everyone raves about?
Oh, the Red Wing.
Red Wing. Mm. Red Wing.
I tell you what, pizza and clams there, boy.
Which many, many moons ago. I think Sean McAdam told me this once, that they used to round up all the media members when they'd cover the team and they'd take them all to lunch over.
Shut up.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That was back in the day. What they used to do.
That's nice.
Now that things have changed down here.
Well, we got a lot. Jeez.
We do.
Good luck trying to get in today.
Albert Haynesworth played 6 games with the Patriots.
Yep.
He suited up for 6 games. He recorded 2 tackles in his time here. The Patriots have put a stipulation in this trade that is dependent on whether or not Josh Gordon plays 10 games for them. I'd like to remind everybody, the Patriots, as do every other NFL team, have 14 games remaining on their schedule. 14.
Yeah.
They're concerned about him getting to 10, obviously. That's why Bill Belichick and Nick Casario and the Patriots included this legend in their trade with the Browns. They obviously are concerned about him playing 10 games. Will he play 6? If we set the over-under at 6.5, where does he come in?
I go over.
I go over, but I'm still nervous about going over.
I easily go over 6. You start getting to 8, 9, 10, that's...
Does he play the 10?
He should play the 10, and if he doesn't, I think it would be by injury.
I guess?
Don't pull hammy and miss 2.
I think he could set the over-under like 2.5, and it would still be the same.
Right.
Because I feel like he's going to play either like 1 game or like
nothing?
The whole season. Unless there's an injury.
I don't know. He started to get stuff from Michael Floyd. I called him Malcolm Floyd.
Worse than what I said earlier, the part of the risk is that you're taking yourself out of the conversation on other possible trades that come up in the coming weeks because you've invested in the Gordon situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think the worst case scenario, and maybe not worst case, but worst case would be he doesn't show and this doesn't work out. He's here for a week and gone. But how horrible would it be if he shows up, plays for 8 or 10 games, is spectacular, and then reverts back to having sobriety issues or off-field issues.
Or have a Chandler Jones-type night before mentally a playoff game.
Checking out issues where he just becomes a no-show or goes home. That would be a terrible outcome. And that's a real – that's like a real risk you run with this guy. That's a real thing that could happen. It wouldn't even be out of the norm. Yeah. That would be in line with everything he's ever been.
It would
going
be.
Back to Baylor.
It'd be like another little column right there on the Wikipedia page would have to be entered.
And it'd just be just like all the other columns.
I just got a good chuckle on the NBC Sports feed. Your shirt with this backdrop.
I blend right in. It's like we made the shirt and the backdrop out of the same thing.
They cut the backdrop to make people's shirts.
We match.
Oh, my God.
I totally forgot.
That's classic.
I shouldn't have worn this.
Where'd you get these? These are nice, man.
I like this. I had this a long time.
Yeah, they give them those to like promote the station. You know?
Yeah.
Remember how bad the golf shirts were?
This is a nice one. This one, we had someone that worked with us that used to have access to embroidery and such.
Nice.
Mm. Oh, how about some sports up shirts?
Here we go.
Let's go to the phones and get your thoughts, including Sheldon, who's in Bridgewater today. Hello, Sheldon.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, great.
My question is for you, though. You've played on multiple teams with different coaching staffs. If a team isn't in contention, like the Browns have never been in contention, do guys just go through the motions knowing that there's nothing to really play for?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you also read the rap sheet for the Wikipedia page listing all his – what were Corey Dillon's – were Corey Dillon's Wikipedia page about the same thing? Wasn't he a bad guy before he came in here?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was disgruntled, sure. But he was still a good player.
Liked football.
Ran hard. Right. Played hard.
Well –
what are you nodding at, Jim?
Liked football.
I think his was a lot worse.
His was. He had domestic violence stuff. That had happened.
I think he was like a drug dealer as a teenager, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't think the Josh Gordon story is about him being a bad guy.
No.
I don't think he's a bad – you think he's a bad guy?
No, but like Bill said, everybody's different.
This isn't
– every situation.
No, there are guys that they brought in that are – Albert Haynesworth, bad guy. Bad guy. But also, I compare the Josh Gordon situation to his – just because it's about his passion and desire to play the sport and be an NFL player. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
No, I don't think Josh Gordon is a bad guy. There's nothing that we know about him that would make me think he's not a good person.
Right.
No. He likes to smoke weed. A lot of people like to smoke weed. A lot of good people, highly successful, highly intelligent people smoke weed. Mm. Did you see the freak out? You know what? Zoe's not going to know this, Jim. You may have seen the freak out. Elon Musk was on a podcast smoking weed a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, was it Joe Rogan's podcast?
Yes,
yeah,
and now they're calling for him to like not be in charge of Tesla anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, he's irresponsible. It's unbecoming of a CEO. Like, what?
The stock plummeted.
It's 2018, people. Get a grip. If he had sat there and poured himself four scotches on the podcast, would you have been saying those things?
That's
unbecoming of being a CEO? That he shouldn't be running his company? There's some old stodgy people in this world still, Zoe. It's always going to be the old cranky people. Lenny in Westminster. Lenny.
Hi, Lenny.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
Pretty good. I would have called earlier, but I'm just waking up from Bill's press conference. Before I go off on Josh Gordon, when I woke up this morning, I just wanted to say that I was hoping that there was a possibility that maybe he'd straighten up. You know.
Okay.
But it doesn't look that good. As Beto was reading his record, I mean, I know people in prisons that have shorter records than this kid.
He's not a criminal. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. I know people who are in prison that they have worth better records than this kid.
Well, they got screwed.
Right, you know a lot of, hey, Lenny, you know a lot of people in prison?
You're a lot like Ken, Len.
Next question.
He hung up.
That was Lenny's worst call ever.
Does he call us a lot?
Lenny Winchester.
All right. Ryan in the basement. Ryan?
What's up, guys?
Hi. Go ahead, Ryan.
So, real quick, because I'm like you, I you know, if Josh Gordon works out, that's cool. But I'm way more interested in Golden Tate. And so I want your opinion on this because I know you mentioned that they were going to try to make a trade for a big-name guy. How much do you think that this weekend's kind of like a dress rehearsal for both the Lions and the Pats? Because I'll tell you right now, I mean, I hate to see it because I think he's a great player, but I just think he's kind of lost it. I would trade Hightower for Tate straight up. You're flipping salary caps. And it's like, does Patricia want to see Hightower, the Pats see Tate? Like, how much do you think that could play into this?
Ryan, I've been preaching that trade for a month. You're not taking my take, Ryan.
Some people
That's my take.
Some people have it. Bedard, too, has been sort of not in on Hightower as of late.
How's he looked the first 2 weeks?
A little slower.
Josh McDaniels actually spoke about this on his conference call.
Here's the thing, too. Josh McDaniels?
And what did I say?
You said Josh McDaniels.
What did I mean to say?
You should say Josh Boyer. Not Josh Boyer.
Is it Flores?
Brian Flores, yeah.
I read a quote today. Why would Josh McDaniels have been talking about it?
Right. Well, both coordinators spoke today. So you probably read Flores.
Flores. Sorry.
Yeah.
He said, I think he's playing well. I think he's doing everything we've asked him to do. As far as playing time, it's early in the season. We're just trying to get different guys involved because Hightower, to this point, has played 66% of the snaps.
Yeah, and I think two-thirds. Some situations he's been out there where probably you don't want him out there. So maybe you guess wrong from a personnel standpoint. That's part of it, too. I mean, we need a couple more games to see, what kind of groupings you want him in there with, what you don't want him with, and mm-hmm. how you call defense because it's different than Patricia's. I think High's a good rush guy. I do. I think he gets up under the pad level. I think he's smart. He's not going to go past the guy. He knows how to get inside. I'd send him more than drop him. I'd rather have him. I think he has a better chance of making a play rushing the passer than he does in coverage.
Are you more excited for this weekend's game because of the Josh Gordon
move?
All right, let's talk about that coming up next on Zolak and Bertrand.
Yes.
The podcast of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com. Here's Owen Beadle from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Slantic Gordon, he's going to try to run away from Tlaib across the 40-yard line. Goodbye. Wow. Peeling away to the 20. He's on his way coasting into the end zone. High-stepping to a Cleveland score. 80 yards for Josh Gordon.
That's a man right there.
Savior of the universe.
Josh Gordon, Flash Gordon to the Patriots. That's the trade that was made yesterday afternoon. And assuming everything goes well in his transition to the Patriots, including passing physicals and tests of whatever type he may be facing.
He's so muscular.
Let's assume, for the sake of the conversation, Josh Gordon is putting on a Patriots uniform for the first time Sunday night in Detroit as the Patriots play on Sunday Night Football against the Lions. How early are you going to get to the stadium?
5.5 hours. About 3 o'clock. I'll get there at 3. Get there at 3, start walking the field, try and look in the locker room, see what number he's going to wear. Can't get all excited for that. Can't wait.
This gives,
and I said this to Jim, this gives the Sunday Night Football audience a little kick in the rear because, you know what, it's Detroit. So some people are a little upset you had to watch Detroit already on primetime. But now you got the national hatred of the Patriots, and now all of a sudden you sign Josh Gordon. And he's supposed to help them. People are going to watch and get pissed off. This adds more to Sunday night. This adds more to Sunday night for me. If it does for me, imagine what it does for people who hate the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
you know what happens.
Perception about the Patriots is never going to change or get better. If you already hate them, you're going to hate them worse now. I love that they signed
this guy.
Can't
go to bed now. If you're a Patriots fan and they're up and, you're at the end of the third quarter and you're thinking about how you have work tomorrow morning, right? You might be thinking, well, I'm going to stick around. Maybe Josh Gordon does something.
Yeah.
There's a reason to keep watching.
What if he goes off?
I think it adds a buzz to this game. It definitely adds a buzz. I can't deny that. Again, if he shows up and passes through the physicals and they actually complete this deal and all that stuff. I've gotten some emails today while we've been doing the show.
Oh. What do you got?
I'll get 3 different emails.
Email of the day.
We'll call this emails of the day for today only. This one from Sean who says, hey, guys. Does it sound a little hypocritical for Rob Ninkovich to talk about working hard and dealing with players with better talent that get breaks when Rob gets busted for PEDs/banned substances? Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems hypocritical. Regards, Sean. That did cross my mind as I heard that.
Did it?
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
But I mean, if you're one of those guys, because you're looking that's for a little
same,
extra help, though.
But that's because his argument is the same
he cared
argument.
He cares so much that he used something to get back on the field.
Right. He's the reverse. He's the reverse.
Him being upset, you know, him being upset with another guy getting a break is sort of like, well, that's the same thing that guys who claim they don't use PEDs say about the guys who do use PEDs.
You get mad that
that's
I use
unfair.
It got me out of
you
it.
You know, he's getting an advantage because he's using. Yeah, there's sort of a similarity there. I would just say it's the NFL, and I hope everybody's using it.
It's the talent. It's the talent one that pisses you off because he's got so much God-given talent. You're going to take even more chances on this guy, and he's going to get more chances than a guy like Rob Ninkovich would get. That's what he's saying.
Matthew writes the following, guys, not sure why this hasn't been brought up, but the MRI said that Gordon's hammy was good to go, which is true. He had an MRI, and the MRI revealed that he's good.
Yeah.
Do you think this deal was in place before the weekend?
No.
That the Patriots asked the Browns not to play Josh Gordon on Sunday?
No. Nope. Because this stuff started breaking, and we saw it on Saturday, you know, all that stuff. No way. No way. But I guarantee you this, you're still working on the plane and that. So once this breaks, okay, now you're starting to figure out, and I heard you on the postgame how, or the pregame, how, you know, not necessarily does this have to be an outright cut, but it's, you know, there's going to be value there and you might want to trade this guy as opposed to just flat out releasing him and letting, once he clears waivers, he can go anywhere you want. Or would he go to waivers? There's so many different angles to this. That's what was in question. And once you heard that, that they were going to flat out release him, like maybe they picked up the phone and called him and said, hey, we're interested here. Don't just cut him yet.
Michael writes in, Michael Maloney says, dude, exclamation point. Greyhound bus with police escort getting on 495 towards Gillette.
What's he, that big?
Think they're bringing in Josh Gordon on a Greyhound?
Is he got all his weed in the bottom? Hey, maybe Josh Gordon knew he was coming here the whole time and he sent all that stuff to the sports.
He drove from Cleveland on a Greyhound.
Yeah.
And he's driving, actually. He's the one behind the wheel.
Oh, you missed what Zoe said. I like that.
What?
He's the one who delivered the stuff, who sent the stuff
to the sports
hub.
He's going to swing by and pick it up. Oh, I don't think that bus was him. I hate to break it to you, Michael. I don't think that the bus was Josh Gordon. I think they'll bring him in a regular-sized vehicle, car, SUV, something of that nature. I don't think they got a bus for him. I love our listeners. Including one who told me... DJ says that Elon Musk did enjoy a couple of whiskeys on that podcast with Joe Rogan. So not only was he smoking, he had a couple of whiskeys to go with it. And I say, good. Good for him. Good for him.
If you're him, and I've read more on him since I didn't know who he was last week.
What do you think of him now? Now that you know who he is.
You can do whatever the hell you want. And there's some Chinese billionaire that's talking about this space shuttle travel with people to go in space. And to go out there and go to Mars and all that, and how Musk is trying to help expand that. My God.
Well, yeah, he's SpaceX, man.
You could smoke whatever you want and drink whatever you want when you're that guy, and you got billions.
Elon Musk has been talking about, you know, multi-planet societies and putting living, you know, have people living on other planets.
I don't want to do that.
Private tours of space.
It'd be a long flight. I don't even want to go to California on a flight. Imagine how long that would take.
I just think you can't. Well, as we know, you know, he recently put people in space for like a full year to see the effects on the body. It's not good. It's not good for you.
I wouldn't think it would be.
The shape of your eyes change.
Really?
You're not in gravity. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Weird stuff.
I saw that they can now also drink and toast champagne and wine when you're in space now. They developed some new glass and this new bottle where you can...
It's like all enclosed.
Yeah. It's kind of all enclosed, but it's got the wine glass.
Like a sippy cup, like a clear sippy cup.
Yeah. Probably plastic. You don't want glass.
Space sippies?
Space madness up here. Somebody breaks some glass.
Oh, I'm sure there's a huge market for those cups.
I'm gonna cut myself
for everyone who's going to space.
Yeah.
90 seconds. No commercials. Hardy, you good? You back there? What's
going
on, Hardy?
Yeah, I'm real good. Thanks.
I haven't heard much from you today.
He looks like a 12-year-old today.
Just want to make sure you're doing well.
Looks like he's going like a Sublime or one of those 311 concerts.
I want you to know we don't forget about you when we're not there.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Did you ride your skateboard in today? Skater boy?